Babe? Hey, babe, what's... Sweetheart, please look at me. Can you focus on my voice and face? Yeah? I'm talking to you right now in our apartment. And you can feel the sensation of the carpet beneath your feet and the soft leather of the chair you're sitting in. This is a safe place and you're here with me, okay? Is it okay if I come closer? Alright, I'm just gonna kneel down here in front of you. And you can tell me if you need space. I'm gonna totally respect it. So, I know you got a phone call like 15 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure I know who it was, but who was it? Oh. So, she thinks it's okay to call you. She doesn't know a single thing about respecting your space, does she? No, please don't apologize. If I sound upset, it's definitely not with you. Trust me, you already told them you're not gonna make it for Christmas. Should go? Should? There's no should here. You aren't under any obligation to do anything that they say. Look, I know. I know it doesn't feel that way. I'm sorry, especially considering who they're having there. I know, and I can't even imagine what you're going through, them not believing you. Choosing that, no, not a person, that monster over you. You're right. It's not fair. None of this is fair. Kids are supposed to be able to depend on their family to protect them, and yours failed miserably, I might add. And now they have the gall to try and demand you put your mental health at risk by joining them for every holiday, as though they can sweep it all under the rug. No. They don't get to do that. Let your empty chair be a reminder of how they failed you. They don't get to assuage whatever little guilt they might feel by having you come over and put on a happy face, pretending as though nothing happened. By not going, you are standing up for yourself. It's a clear message. What they did, or more accurately, didn't do, has consequences. No, you're not a bad child for doing this. I know you feel that way because they've conditioned you to. They keep hoping by guilting you, you'll change your mind. Look, I can't ever tell you what to do. I don't want to be like them, that's for sure. But your safety and well-being is so much more important than making them happy. But you do have family. My family adores you. There's so much about you to love. And we have our friends, and you will always have me. Please look at me when I say this. You deserved so, so much better than what they gave you. You deserve to be believed. You deserve to be protected and cared for. You deserve to feel safe. That's what the family we've made together promises to give you. I'll always believe you. You don't ever have to worry about that, sweetheart. I will always believe you. And you will never have to put yourself around that person ever again. Can I hold you? Okay, come here. I think if you move over a little, I can sneak in. And there we go. Just lean into me and lie your head in the crook of my neck, okay? Just relax and breathe with me, okay? I've got you.